Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The trial continues later this morning for the accused killer of a St. Louis police officer. Who's expected to take the stand today?
We are in a culture of reckless driving. Coming out of COVID, it is worse with the amount of crashes, the amount of speeding.
So put in some speed humps. Already 1,100 have been put in so far. How these speed bumps or humps, whatever you want to call them, are taking over St. Louis.
Your crash on Kings Highway completely cleared. We'll show you the moments our Nissan Rogue Runner captured a car on fire at the overpass.
And a live look now from our Newell by Anderson camera in the Del Mar Loop as you get your morning started out.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. It's April 24th, and you're watching Fox 2 News at 5:30. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Hey, good morning to you guys. Thank you so much for waking up with us. And we're going to get a check of our forecast. We got meteorologist Angela Huddy. She's at a new location at Busch Stadium this morning, getting ready for a big weather day. Angela, how is the weather going to be for you guys out there?
It's going to be fantastic. It is Cardinals weather day here down at Busch Stadium. We're actually coming to you across the street at Ballpark Village from the Sparks St. Louis Bureau in the PwC Pennant Building. And it is just a gorgeous morning. Got a gorgeous sunrise starting behind the arch. And it's going to be a great day down here at Busch. Weather day is so much fun. We're going to have more than 6,000 students and teachers coming down here today to join us to talk science, to talk weather, to do some explosive at times experiments, and to have a whole lot of fun with Fred Bird and the team. And then we get to stick around and catch the game action afterwards. It's so much fun, a day to celebrate all things science, and we just love it. Fox 2 News 11, proud to partner with the Cardinals on this. We'll also have our friends from the National Weather Service, St. Louis University, and the St. Louis Science Center all down here to join us in the fun. It is going to be a great day. It's growing every year. We can't wait to see the kiddos this morning. We are going to have a lot of fun. Weather's going to cooperate for sure. We do have some spots of fog this morning that has been lifting, but in spots it's still pretty dense, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, it's a sunny day, comfortably cool right now. Highs later on today near 70. I'll have your full forecast coming up in just a few minutes. All right, commuters, let's go ahead and take a look at our Kings Highway overpass. You can see our travel is finally moving by after that early morning vehicle fire. Let's back it up and see how things look at our 55 interchange moving into the city. You've got a clear commute, John. It might be a better day to count cars on 64 at 55. This morning, heading up, if you're on 55 in Arnold, let's go ahead and get a look right over the Merrimack River. Travel is certainly picking up, but nothing that's going to slow you down towards your 255 interchange. Speed sitting around 65 once you get there, making it a clear commute for our drivers heading over Jefferson Barracks. You're under 10 minutes until you hit 55, heading up towards the city. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Calista. It's day three of testimony in the trial of Thomas Kinworthy. He's accused of shooting and killing St. Louis police officer Tamaris Bohannon, and also injuring Officer Bohannon's partner.
Fox 2's Chris Ringier has updates this morning from downtown. Chris.
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. There has already been emotional testimony in this case, which started on Monday, from Officer Bohannon's widow to fellow police officers. Several people have testified about that devastating day when Officer Bohannon was shot and killed in the line of duty. We are just outside the Civil Courts Building here at Tucker and Market. This is where the trial is taking place. More prosecution witnesses expected in this day three of the trial. 47-year-old Thomas Kinworthy is facing multiple charges, including first-degree murder for shooting and killing Officer Bohannon. Bohannon was 29 years old when this tragedy unfolded in August of 2020. He had been with the department for 3.5 years and left behind his wife and 3 kids. Authorities say Kinworthy shot a homeless man, then he forced his way into a couple's home on Hartford Street, not far from Tower Grove Park. Kinworthy ordered the couple to get out of the home, then he barricaded himself inside the house. Prosecutors say when Bohannon responded to the scene, Kinworthy opened fire from a second-floor window. Bohannon was hit in the head and killed. Another officer, Orlando Bailey, was later shot in the leg. Kenworthy was taken into custody after a lengthy standoff. Kenworthy's attorney admits Kenworthy shot Bohannon and Bailey, but she argues that Kenworthy suffers from a mental illness and was having a psychotic episode which prevented him from understanding what he was doing. Kenworthy's attorney says he should not be sent to prison, but rather a state hospital. Officer Bailey was among those who testified yesterday. A police sergeant who negotiated with Kenworthy during the standoff also took the stand yesterday. That sergeant is expected to be back on the stand today. SWAT officers are also expected to testify. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks. For now, live downtown, Chris Renier, Fox News.
Thanks so much, Chris. Time right now is 5:35. St. Louis City's emergency siren system is being updated. It's going to be a nearly $4 million upgrade. The sirens play a critical safety role. The Commissioner of Emergency Management for St. Louis City says there are 60 sirens in the city, but not all of them operate correctly. She goes on to say that the current system not only looks dated, but aging technology comes with another set of challenges.
One of the issues with the siren is we don't get a system response back to us. It doesn't respond to us and tell us how it's performing, which is very difficult to be able to tell how a system's performing when it doesn't tell you that.
Bids are going out right now for this job for companies to replace the entire system. The price tag, about $3.9 million.
5:36 is your time. The city of St. Louis is spending almost $8 million and counting on neighborhood speed humps to fight the reckless driving. It cost the city $7,000 for speed humps and the signs to go along with them. There are already 1,100 speed humps installed. There are more than two dozen bills to add more of those citywide. This is in response to people in the city who say they are tired of worrying about crashes or trying to avoid them.
We are in a culture of reckless driving. Coming out of COVID, it is worse with the amount of crashes, the amount of speeding. So we have to use every tool we can in our toolbox to try to curb reckless driving. I mean, it's only 30% of the people are making actual legal stops at stop signs. I'd rather have a speed hump than a stop sign.
I have like over $200,000 in speed humps going in this summer. Until we have the proper amount of police that can patrol and put fear into people that there's going to be some retribution for their actions.
Well, the city does plan to add 300 more speed humps this year.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.